Thanks for calling. How can I help you? Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Matt, can I help you?
Yeah, I was just wondering the best person to get in touch with about service editing services for a monograph manuscript, like an academic monograph.
Okay. Give me one sec, okay? Give me one sec.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm back.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just looking to see if Penguin provides editing services for academic monograph work.
Okay. Academic monograph. Oh, may I know what's like the total like length of the book, like words?
Yeah, like the manuscript, like somebody, like what that process, if you provide that service and how that process works. Like,
absolutely, absolutely. Like, I'm asking you what's like the total word count of your manuscript.
Oh, it's related to childhood obesity legislation in the United States, particularly barriers.
Okay. I like that topic. We do usually do work with, like, do you just need the editing proofreading services, or you want us to end up publishing it too?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry. I don't know. My phone keeps connecting and disconnecting. Sorry.
No problem. I was asking if are you looking forward to getting publishing services too, or just editing and proofreading services?
Well, I already reached out to some publishers, and they have their own submission process, but I would prefer it if I had a fully – I can do the editing on my own, and I have been up to this point, but, you know, I would like some – I would love to be able to get an editor for, you know, with the expertise in that area. So if I want to submit to some scholarly, like Sage
mm-hmm.
publications or
mm-hmm.
or a Rutledge, I would have somebody with the expertise to help me ensure that I have a polished and finalized copy that is ready for submission.
Okay, okay. See, I think what we need here is you need somebody to review the manuscript professionally and just go through with it, you know, with the editorial report and what kind of editing is required and get the job done. Obviously,
yes.
You know, this would be a really good job for somebody. Publishing it through a scholarly publishing would be the best form of, you know, I think that would be really good.
So are you saying that Penguin can't provide those type of editing services?
We can, absolutely. I'm saying the final publishing should be through a scholarly publishing service and not like a...
Well, yeah.
Publisher. So, yeah. Now, tell me the exact number of words that are in your book or roughly pages so that I can tell you a quote. I can give you a quote.
Well, right now, I'm at around close to 40,000. The finalized version I'm aiming for is going to probably be closer to 60, maybe 65.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. So you'd be giving us this format, right, with the current words, and it's our job to take it up to probably 60 to 65,000 words.
Yeah, I mean, I would need to learn more about how the editing process works. So if Penguin were just to be accepting what I have up to this point and providing feedback and then not helping me develop along the way, then I'll probably look elsewhere. But I was kind of looking for someone to come on board to, you know, continue feedback as I come closer to a final copy.
That's exactly what happens. So first, when we get your
okay.
the
okay.
first thing that we submit is an editorial report. That editorial report will tell you everything about everything that we feel about the book. of the manuscript, like whatever, all this, like the complete SWOT analysis, the strengths, weaknesses, objections, and threats. We'll give you a whole report of the manuscript. Based on that report, we will then have a feedback loop. We will, you know, do some edits. We'll send it to you. We'll then have your feedback. We'll incorporate your feedback, and then we move forward. Now, I think one of the best things that we do is we don't really edit the whole thing at once. We do chapter by chapter delivery, which allows us to focus on a particular topic at hand. And until unless that isn't fully nailed, we don't move forward.
Yeah, I prefer it that way as well. Okay, so what other information? You'd have some documentation. I can give you an email so I understand how, like, pricing and everything like that works.
I can give you the pricing right away over the phone. Based on your current words, like, there are two pricing segments for us, like the three. There's, like, 0.04, 0.06, and then 0.08. Your would definitely be a more specific, you know, it's a more peculiar specific request, so we'll be like, you know, going for 0.08, and then you can multiply that with the number of words. If they're like around, let's say, in 50,000 words, like it's an up to thing, like up to X amount of words. So if you, even if they're like 43,000 words, it probably will end up at $3,500.
Okay. That sounds good. Okay. I guess next best steps.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry. I was just asking what the next best steps would be.
I will ask you
forward.
Your first name, your last name, your complete billing address, and your credit card information. Then you will get a service agreement from our end saying that we will complete the work and the pricing.
Well, I wouldn't be giving my credit card information until I see the service agreement.
Sounds fair. It's usually automatically generated. That's why the billing is usually done first, but I can manually send it to you. So it wouldn't come to you through eSign. It would be sent through my email. Would you be okay with that so that you can review it first?
Yeah, I would like to review it first, yeah.
It's okay. You'll see that our service agreement is pretty to the point. Just go ahead and tell me your first name.
It's John, J-O-H-N.
Mm-hmm.
Her last name is Volpe. It's V as in Victor, O-L, P as in Paul, E as in Elephant.
Mm-hmm. Your email address?
It's J-O.
Mm-hmm.
Volpe, so the last name I just gave you, V-O-L-P-E.
Mm-hmm.
At M, as in Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Dot Marywood. It's M-A-R-Y-W-O-O-D. Dot E-D-U.
Now, please have your best callback number.
This number's fine. It's 570.
Mm-hmm.
702-9810.
Perfect. John Wolpe at m.marywood.edu, 570-702-9810. Perfect. John, in the next 15 minutes, you will get the copy of the service agreement that will tell you that you, this is basically where service to hire company and everything that we're doing belongs to you exclusively, and we're just charging you a fee to provide you a service. It would have the exact plan details that we talked about, and it will be addressed to you, and it will be signed from our end. Along with that PDF copy, you will have the process and the detailed plan, like the detailed process of the entire plan that we talked about and my personal details, along with a link where you can personally put in your card details if you choose to move forward. Okay?
Okay, and you don't have any kind of initial review or submission process to determine if Penguin even wants to move forward with the editing process.
It isn't really something that our name will be attached to, because this is more of an editing service, independent editing service they're providing. So we don't expect the book to be, you know, the manuscript to be out of the world. But what I'll tell you one thing. If, let's say, we come up with editorial report, what happens is, let's say if there are 10 changes given and you tell me, Max, I love the 7 revisions, but the other 3, that's how I want to portray the information, then we'd be like, okay, sure, it's your product at the end of the day, because we're just working as a service providing company, right? But let's say if sometimes, you know, some manuscripts are like completely off the track, and if author doesn't really, like, if you don't want us to change anything, then we can't really do our job, right? And then we just provide you a full refund and we end the job. We give you a prorated refund. We will just charge like 15% for our editorial report, and the remaining 80-85%, you get like a whole refund back. But that's usually one out of 100 case, because nobody really expects to provide their work and then not let the other company do the editing part.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, that sounds good. Thank you.
Perfect. So when can I touch base with you again regarding this?
If you send that in the next 10 or 15 minutes, I should be able to get to it by later today.
Sounds like a plan. I'll just drop you a text from my personal line. If you can write it down, it'd be better. Can you write down my personal contact?
Yes.
It's 315.
Mhm.
679.
Yep.
4306.
4306.
No, 4306. So 315-679 306. Okay.
Okay.
I'm sending
you
the complete process, the plan, along with the service agreement, and I'll just touch base with you later today.
Thank you.
No problem. Have a great day. Bye, John.
All right. You too. Bye.